Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Wednesday, November 26. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, Ministry of Social Services launches a 16 days of activism campaign. From the region, Royal Navy seizes $36 million of cocaine after a Caribbean sea chase. And on the international scene, climate fixes could harm billions. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. The details after this.
Black Friday deals continue at Quartz. Get great deals of up to 50% off across the store on credit purchases 24 months and over. And even better, you pay absolutely nothing until February 2015. Deals on all week long from Monday 24th to Thursday 27th November. But hurry, as they're selling out quickly. Quartz Black Friday deals. Get them now. Quartz, bringing value home.
To all the children of Dominica, do you love your KC candy?
I love my KC candy. I love my KC candy. I love my KC candy. It's a wonderful treat. KC candy, KC candy, KC candy, KC candy.
Get your KC candy today, so you can fall in love with all the yummy candy. Ask for it by name. KC Candy. Astafan. Right place, right price.
The Ministry of Social Services has launched a 16 days of activism campaign against gender violence in light of the observance of the International Day of the Elimination of Violence Against Women on Tuesday. The campaign hopes to raise awareness about gender-based violence as a human rights issue at the local, national, regional, and international level. Locally, this event will be observed under the theme Challenging Stigma and Discrimination, Let's End Violence in Dominica. Gender Affairs Minister Gloria Schlinford says the statistics of locally reported cases of domestic violence are alarming and called on the nation to use the campaign to remember all victims of such crimes and to work to put an end to this atrocity.
And I unreservedly add my voice to the urgent call for an immediate end to all forms of violence against men, women, boys, and girls in Dominica and the wider world. Today, let us take a moment to remember the thousands of gender-based violence victims in this country and around the globe who on a daily basis continue to be tortured, raped, beaten, degraded, harassed, neglected, or discriminated against within the homes, at schools, at workplaces, in public places, and even in churches. All acts of violence must be condemned. We cannot turn a blind eye and allow violence to take root in a small country like ours. We must do all in our power to eradicate this serious problem in our country. Hence, I call for a zero-tolerance approach to gender-based violence. Let us all stand in solidarity to vanquish this horrible monster which is ruining lives in our society.
A national registry for violence or domestic violence, which was established in July of 2011, has since housed the statistics of 717 reported cases of domestic violence. Of those, 86.5% were against women, while 12% were against men. Leader of the Dominica Labour Party, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett, has endorsed sitting MP Julius Timothy as the ideal candidate to represent the people of the Roseau North constituency for the long term. The Prime Minister's endorsement came as he addressed a DLP rally in Fokole in support of another term for Timothy on Tuesday. According to Skerrett, Timothy's record as a politician is one of service to the people, and he remains devoted and committed to his constituency moving forward.
Julius Timothy, ladies and gentlemen, is cut totally from a different cloth. His record as a politician is one of service. Indeed, even as a member of the United Workers' Party, it was to Julius Timothy that many Workers' Party supporters looked to for a humanistic and responsive ear and approach to their concerns. There are supporters of the United Workers' Party who tonight still wish that Julius Timothy was in that party, because he was the only person in that party to whom they could turn to for a listening ear or a sensitivity to issues that affected them. So Julius Timothy, my brothers and sisters, is not in politics for today for personal gain. Julius Timothy is not contesting this election to secure himself financially.
Mrs. Garrett says Timothy has a passion to see the plans and projects in his constituency become a reality.
I know he has a passion for the new general hospital to be built in this constituency. A $200 million state-of-the-art hospital for Dominicans. I know he's very excited about a proposed new indoor sports facility to be located at Stock Farm. I know as well that he desperately wants to see the next phase of the housing revolution visited upon this constituency in a major way. So Julius Timothy, ladies and gentlemen, is not knocking on your doors to promote his self-interest. Julius Timothy is tonight seeking a new mandate to resume and conclude the many projects he has outlined for his constituency, but which have been delayed due to the impact of the crippling global economic recession.
In more news this afternoon, the Prime Minister has predicted a massive win in the Laplane constituency come the next general election. In the 2009 general election, Education Minister Peter Saja won the seat by 2 votes. Speaking to party supporters this week, the Prime Minister says he is confident that the DLP will emerge successful in the Laplane seat by more than 120 votes this time around. He said he is satisfied that the Labour Party will win the Laplane seat by more than 120 votes because the people of Laplane have seen the light.
I am satisfied, Peter Seja. I am satisfied that Labour is going to win the Laplane seat on December 8th. And the way I see things, ladies and gentlemen, the way I see things, we're not going to win by no 2 votes and 5 votes and 10 votes. We're not going to win by no 2 votes and 1 vote and no vote. We're going to win by more than 120 here in the Laplane constituency on December 8th. More than 120 in the Laplane constituency. We are going to win a big way here in Laplane because the people of the Laplane constituency have seen the light. You have seen the light. So I want to thank you.
The UWP won the Laplane seat in both the 1995 and the 2005 general election with a margin of 126 votes. The UWP challenged the validity of the declared results for the constituency of Laplane in 2009, where the incumbent Ron Green, leader of the UWP, was defeated by 2 votes following an official recount on the morning after the elections. Green was first declared the winner with a slim 2-vote majority, but lost in a recount the following day by 2 votes. At the time, he pledged to contest the result in court. However, a Cadres poll conducted in Dominica last month has placed the constituency of Laplane as a swing constituency, with a projected political swing of negative 2% away from the Dominica Labour Party or positive 4% towards the United Workers' Party. A host of weekend rum parties and distribution of poor quality billing materials amidst 15 years of neglect amounts to the flagrant disrespect for the intelligence of the Kalinago people by DLP leader Roosevelt Skerritt, says Sanford. Claudia Sanford, the UWP candidate for the Salabir constituency, says in 15 years, Mr. Skerritt's administration has ignored the developmental needs of the Kalinago people, yet on the eve of an election, it appears that Mr. Skerritt cannot seem a promise enough to the Kalinago people. With all of these promises, Sanford calls on Mr. Skerritt to tell the Kalinago people why the $27 million a promise to them from the Venezuela Fund was removed.
For 15 years, this government has been here, and it found on the eve of an election to promise so many things to the Kalinago territory. It's just laughable. And the next before the election, I would expect to hear him promise his soul to the Kalinago territory.
And we'll bring you a better recording in the next newscast. And principal of the Caleb John Laura Primary School, Francis John Lewis, is reporting increased performance from the school's male population. In an interview with Q95 News this week, John Lewis says while male underperformance remains a concern for the Ministry of Education, various national assessments have revealed that the performance of students at his institution are continuing to improve.
Generally, at the Caleb Laura Primary School, our students have been improving on a regular basis. The results from the various national assessments show that the students continue to improve. And as we continue to improve and to highlight programs in terms of reading and mathematics to ensure that the boys improve, we are satisfied that there is steady progress. And so we are aware that there is a risk, and once there is a risk, steps are to be taken. At this point, what we can say is that the students have been improving consistently, and we have several reading programs which we have implemented at the school level to ensure that our boys succeed.
John Lewis made those remarks while the Education Ministry observes Boys Awareness Week this week. The Caleb John Laura Primary is among schools within the Western District participating in a district rally to observe the week at St. Joseph today. Boys Awareness Week is being celebrated under the theme promoting male achievement. We now turn to news from the region. The British Royal Navy says it has dealt a blow to smugglers after seizing more than 850 kilograms of cocaine in a high-speed chase across the Caribbean. The Royal Navy said it was a third drug bust for HMS Argyll in as many months, with this latest haul having a wholesale value of $36 million sterling. It said that the HMS Argyll has now seized 1,600 kilograms of cocaine with a combined value of more than 68 million sterling. The Royal Navy said HMS Argyll apprehended the suspect vessel after being alerted by a U.S. Customs aircraft. It said after a high-speed chase, during which time the smugglers began to throw their illegal cargo overboard, the warship used high-tech radar to guide her small patrol boats, which surrounded the smugglers and forced them to surrender. And on the international scene, schemes to tackle climate change could prove disastrous for billions of people, but might be required for the good of the planet, scientists say. That is the conclusion of a new set of studies into what's become known as geoengineering. This is the so far unproven science of intervening in the climate to bring down temperatures. These projects work by, for example, shading the Earth from the sun or soaking up carbon dioxide. Ideas include aircraft spraying out a sulfur particles at high altitude to mimic the cooling effect of volcanoes, or using artificial trees to absorb CO2. Long regarded as the most bizarre of all solutions for global warming, ideas for geoengineering have come in for more scrutiny in recent years as international efforts to limit carbon emissions have failed. And that's this afternoon's Midday News Package, but first a recap of our headlines. Ministry of Social Services launches 16 days of activism campaign. Royal Navy seizes $36 million of cocaine after Caribbean sea chase, and the climate fixes could harm billions. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.